Boundaries are something that everyone naturally crosses in the process of growing up. Whether it's starting in a new school, learning to ride a bike, or even just moving to a new house, every child goes through some type of change or difference in their young life.
So, what are some boundaries
in this podcast,
that you,
I interview my sister and my dad,
personally
and
crossed
these are
just
stories.
Growing up, like just naturally?
Becoming a parent, graduating high school, being a homeowner.
So, like, what do you think is the most vivid one?
The most vivid boundary I crossed?
Yeah.
Definitely becoming a parent.
Like, the first time?
Well, first time, every time. It's different every time.
Do you think your siblings have, like, the same experiences with, like, just, like, growing up and having to make choices about crossing boundaries, making differences?
I don't think they have the same experiences, but I'm sure they all have their own unique ones.
Mm-hmm. Is there any stories that you have, like, about crossing anything?
Well, there's different stories for different things. Like, when Lauren was born, she was an emergency C-section. So, you know, I went through all the parenting classes, and it just didn't happen that way. After, like, 18 hours of trying, it just didn't work out. So she went in to have a C-section, where when you were born, I was right there. When Jake was born, I got to cut the cord. It was, you know, different things for different children, which makes it, even though it's the same childbirth thing, it's a different birth each time almost. Mm. Playing football, my father was never really around, but he made it to all my games. So the first time I ever scored a touchdown, Pop-Pop was running along the sidelines with me.
You said graduating high school. Mom and Pop-Pop graduated high school though, right?
Mom didn't. Cracked her, like, two vertebrae, and she got left behind her senior year. She was, like,
sucks.
2 months before graduation.
She couldn't graduate because she missed 2 months?
She pretty much got shafted all the time, even in death.
Yeah, that's another thing, like, going through, like, funerals and stuff and, like, with cancers and...
You know, I held my mother's hand when she died.
Yeah.
I gave her a kiss goodbye, and I heard her take her last breath.
That happened with Pop-Pop, though, right? Well,
Pop-Pop was with Aunt Char. He was at home in mm-hmm. bed, where my mom was in the hospital.
Was... At least it wasn't there for Pop-Pops either, though, right?
Nope.
Going through the process of having the funeral to getting the invitations to getting the flowers afterwards, like, do you think that was, you know, like a major step?
Oh, yeah. I think it was I guess that would be considered a you know, crossing a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I had to do it twice in 5 months kind of sucked, but mm-hmm. it's a boundary that you really don't want to cross, but I guess it's a part of life. It's a part of growing up.
Is there any, like, boundaries that just, like, stick out in your head that have happened, like, when you were a little kid, like, not so much as an adult, like?
Well, as a teenager, I remember boundaries where it was okay to have biracial relationships.
Mm.
That was, you know, that wasn't a common thing. That wasn't really accepted in my time as a kid. Like, your age, like, you know, people didn't do that.
Like, personal things, like,
well, most people, I guess, you know, like, you know 16, you get your permit. I don't know, you know, people don't just ordinarily just get a car because they have a license, but
mm-hmm.
I never owned a car until I think I bought my first car. I was probably, I don't know, close to 30.
30?
Yeah.
Were you, like, driving before that?
Oh, yeah. I just didn't own a car.
Mm. But how old were you when you got your license?
I drove for, like, 12, 14 years without a license.
Oh, that's good, Dad. Did you ever get, like, pulled over or anything?
Yeah. My punishment was that I wasn't allowed to get my license, like, by the courts. Not my parents, but... So it was like, okay, well, you know, you pulled me over for driving without a license, but now my punishment is I can't get my license for 3 years. That just means I'm going to drive without a license for 3 more years. And then the second time, it was 5 years. So, you know, I didn't get my license until I was like 30.
Have a kid and then, like, still have to go to your job and stuff?
Oh, it was insane. I was like 23 years old.
That's crazy.
Take care of your family. That's what you're supposed to do. Which is another boundary. Like, you go from being some knucklehead teenager hanging out with your friends, you know, cruising Ridge and drinking beers to now I'm suddenly responsible for 2 other human beings.
Do you think it's hard?
It's insanely hard. And it doesn't get easier. In life, there's boundaries. Whether it's a visual boundary, a verbal boundary, you know, a law. You know, a law could be considered a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not supposed to steal. You know what? You cross that boundary, chances are you're gonna get in trouble for doing that. Whether you go to jail, whether you have to go to court, it's probation, whatever. That's what parents try to instill in their children.
Did you have, like, a extra hard rule that you had to follow in your house? Like, yeah, curfew?
I didn't really have a whole lot of guidance in that area, but just my father in general was, you know, you did what he said, and that was it. You don't listen, you pay the price. The two biggest boundaries that anybody could really cross would be childbirth and marriage. In both accounts, you're making a lifetime commitment.
So what are some boundaries that you have crossed personally, like just growing up?
I think one of the biggest boundaries that I crossed is being the child of divorced parents. That was really hard. It wasn't something that I had a choice in. There's a lot of boundaries in that. You kind of figure out, like, a new home life and stuff. Everything's split in half, and you have double of everything, so that was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think another example would be graduating high school and graduating college. Both of those seasons of life, you are transitioning into something completely new. Like, high school, you transition into either the workforce or college. In my case, it was college. And, you know, most of the time you go somewhere where you don't know anybody, and you kind of have to just be a little bit more courageous and figure out who you are. And then college, just graduating, you have to really be courageous in that transition too, because now you're searching for a job and need to have a sustainable living situation. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are some boundaries that I've crossed throughout my life.
How old were you when your parents, like, got divorced?
I was, like, 3 or 4. So I don't really remember. I don't remember them ever together.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always known.
So it's just kind of been, like,
it's nothing.
Get used to it?
Yeah. It's always been my lifestyle, so.
Gotcha. That, like your siblings, a.k.a. me, would, like, go through some of the same boundaries that you have, or do you think it would be, like, different?
Well, I think for every person, the experience is going to be different, because everybody has different perspectives and feels things differently. But my hope for you is that you won't have to go through the divorce thing.
Yeah.
I would hope that would never be an experience, but I would hope that you would have the experience of high school and college graduation. One, because it's important for you, and two, just because it's a really proud moment in your life. You've accomplished, you know, things in your scholarly career, and yeah, I don't know how you'll feel about the experience, but I do think it'll be a boundary that, you know, high school is approaching soon.
Mm-hmm.
That boundary, and
it's scary.
It's scary, but it's exciting at the same time. Like,
yeah.
There's totally new opportunities after you can. It's kind of just like a race. Everything is another goal
mm-hmm.
to to the ultimate goal of just being successful, whatever that means to you.
Do you have any, like, stories about, like, just, like, a specific moment where, like, you can always, like, look back on that, like, you know, like, getting your diploma or, like, something like that?
Sure, I have lots of good ones. I have lots of bad ones, too, of just, like, college nights of, you know, procrastinating and...
Totally.
Having 24 hours to write, you know, a 15-page paper, I advise you never to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But those are some of the moments where it sticks out negatively, but there are also boundary moments where I kind of had to... It's like the rubber meets the road, like, you got to get it done or there's going to be serious consequences.
Mm.
Yeah, it's neat because people can really make a change if they want to, so it's an exciting time.
Is that scary? Is like, scary? Throughout the college?
Sure. Sometimes you're like, what am I doing with my life? Sometimes
because you switch majors.
Yeah, and sometimes you think, will I ever have a social life again?
No.
Yeah, that was hard. When I switched majors, I guess that was a boundary crossing, too. I went in as undeclared, but I had my mind set on elementary education because I love kids, and I still do. But in taking, like, classes and stuff, I realized that I had more of, like, a passion for... still for people, but for more of hurting people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was boundary crossing, having to do all the things to get into the major and then, you know, finally being labeled like a psychology major and what does that mean about me? And, you know, I'm always thinking in my head, so I'm like, yeah. Well, how does that reflect on me? Sure, I think life is about pushing boundaries and crossing them. And it's a process, but yeah, I guess in the near future, I would foresee the boundary of finding a career and developing that and starting a family and getting married and all those things. Those are huge boundaries. I'm not ready for them quite yet, but
neither am I.
I do see those things in the future. Yeah, there's life is a bunch of boundaries, and I'm just ready to cross them. So,
why did you like originally want to like switch your majors?
Well,
like, did you just get sick of it?
There's a bunch of requirements to get into certain majors, and I felt more drive to get into the psychology major than I did in elementary. And I don't know, I just felt like it fit me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cool part about college. You can go in with a major, but a lot of people don't go in with one. And then you take kind of these preliminary courses that span a whole bunch of different subjects, and you can find out, what do I like? Mm-hmm. What am I good at? What do I suck at? And by process of elimination, you kind of figure out where you fit.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess it was just, like, I realized after a couple of semesters of just taking certain classes that I really enjoyed nerdy things, like learning about the brain and why people act the way they do and why they repeat stupid mistakes and experiments and all that kind of stuff.
Especially with our family.
Yeah, like, our family history definitely was a catalyst for me to want to study that stuff because I want to learn about myself.
Yeah.
So when you learn about these things that happen, you're learning about your life.
In conclusion, I think that everyone gets put into a situation that no matter what choice that they pick, they're going to have to cross a boundary. So, thank you for listening.
Bieber song that introducing Laura Smith. Livia's sister. She's 20.
She's 22. That's what we don't say.